on Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Racing HQ. Here's
On the Pace.
Smolder lifting too strong. Smolder. The Kiwi has won the end of the Minion.
But it is all Lazarus clear of Tiger Tara. And once again, Lazarus has arisen.
And at 26 to 11, the man has got his finger on the pulse of harness racing, Greg Hayes. Morning, Hazy.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Very well, mate. What have you got today?
A big show today. We're going to catch up with John Dumazy. He is the CEO of Harness Racing New South Wales. We'll have a chat to him about a number of issues. The one I do want to touch base with him first up is in relation to an issue at Broken Hill last Friday night. They declared a no race after, well, majority of the field of drivers miscounted the number of laps in the race. Why that race was declared a no race. Did they penalise the connections of the winner by doing so? So we'll have a chat to him about that. There's some other things also going on at Harness Racing New South Wales, so we'll have a chat to John. Also this morning we'll speak with Chris Geary. He is a young man on the rise. He is driving in great form at the moment, and he's got two stunning drives in the Gold Crown and Gold Tiara on Saturday night. He'll drive the two Tritton horses. Obviously, Divine State, who's going to be an unbackable favourite in the Gold Crown. He's drawn wide. If you haven't heard the draws, I'll go through them in just a moment. For the Crown and the Tiara, he'll drive My Sweet Chili Filly in the Gold Tiara. So we'll have a chat with Chris this morning. Also going to speak with Glenn McElhinney today. Glenn McElhinney drove a winner yesterday at Bathurst for his daughter, Tian, and it paid $120 on the tote. So you don't see all that often, but it's been a pretty big weekend in the McElhinney household with Tian marrying Lee Sutton. So we'll touch base with Glenn, and I want to speak with Darren Hancock this morning as well, because he has made the announcement that there will be no New Zealand trip for On Thunder Road, and they're going to concentrate on some feature races a little bit closer to home, but more on that a little bit later. Harness Racing New South Wales Chief Executive John Dumazy is joining me on the show. Morning, John.
Morning, Greg. How are you today?
Really well. How are you? You didn't make Broken Hill on Friday night.
No, Broken Hill for me was almost a comedy of errors in the fact that the plane that eventually I was to take to Broken Hill was somewhat delayed through an early incident during the afternoon, and I wouldn't have quite made it until the races were over, so I had to pull the pin. But so, I've missed out on a highly exciting and a very full meeting, as I understand it.
You were due to get on that plane that the propeller came off, that Rex plane. But tell us what happened with the no race. Race number three at Broken Hill, there was a fall early. They obviously, it's only a small track, so they come, it's down to the judge and three, and all of a sudden there was an incident where the drivers, majority of the drivers in the race seemed to mistake the laps.
Yeah, we have to go back this particular race, and Harness Racing New South Wales has opened a full investigation into the race, into the start of the race in the first instance, where the mobile barrier actually left most of the field behind. So there was a problem there that more than likely there could have been or should have been a false start. A majority of the field were disadvantaged at the start. And from then on, it just got worse with the drivers actually mistaking the laps. So there was no option other than to call it a no race, because across the board, no one got a disadvantage and no one got an advantage, but in the whole box and dice of it, the punters were the ones very, very sorely missing out in this instance.
So the best decision, therefore, was to basically call the race a no race so everyone got their money back.
All the punters got their money back, and under the Harness Racing New South Wales policy, the owners of each of the horses were paid a fee, a set fee, and the drivers paid their driving fee on top of that. So, there was no first prize money, but all runners received some sort of ex gratia payment.
So were all the drivers spoken to by the stewards? Were they all dealt with after mistaking laps?
Put it this way, we have an inquiry into the race. That inquiry will be very thorough. and without preempting, Harness Racing New South Wales will have to take some deliberative action with regard to probably racing at Broken Hill in the future.
So is Broken Hill in danger of losing their meetings?
No, I wouldn't say that, but certainly the operation of the track itself, and there's no fault to anyone in particular because this has been the way it has been for many, many years. We probably need a very clear lap counter. Obviously, when you get on these small tracks. Now, you've got to remember these drivers drive on that track, you know, for the 10 or 12 weeks of the carnival that or the season that Broken Hill have. But certainly, it was a bit of a shambles from the very start, this particular race. It was such a shambles that the mobile gate, as the field were starting to assemble behind it, the mobile starter opened the wings of the gate and actually collected one of the horses. So a thorough investigation will be carried out by Harness Racing New South Wales.
Okay. So will we hear of something on that in the next couple of weeks?
Whether it takes 2 weeks or 4 weeks, it certainly has commenced. And yes, we will issue an announcement. That won't affect the fact that the race is a no race. That's all been dealt with. It's about how we improve the circumstances going forward.
Just on another issue, C-grade drivers driving in Group 1 races, and this is in relation, I spoke with Bernie Hewitt on radio on Sunday morning in relation to his son Doug, who has come back to Harness Racing after spending some time away concentrating on his rugby league career. Bernie Hewitt, as the trainer, qualified two runners for the Gold Crown on Saturday night. He's hoping to have Doug Hewitt drive one of those horses. However, he only has a C-grade licence. Is there... I know that the Hewitts were going to contact Harness Racing New South Wales. Has there been a decision made on what the process here will be, whether Doug will be allowed to drive or whether they'll have to find another driver?
There's no contact being made from anybody other than yourself with regard to Doug Hewitt driving. But there is no need to make the contact because the policy is quite clear. A driver must have an A-grade licence going into this final. It's such an approach is probably reactive to a situation. Doug's had two wins from 43 drives this season. There are probably others that don't have an A-grade licence at this stage who have a better performance than that. The fact that he's in such a prestige race, or he wants to be in such a prestige race, makes it even more important that we have drivers that are fully experienced. I'm not talking about ability here, but fully experienced with race driving because this is such an important event. It's a high-powered and pressure event. It's a two-year-old final, which in itself can create all sorts of action in a race. So prior to that, Doug hadn't driven. Prior to this season, Doug hadn't driven for 4 years. So, yes, going forward, Doug will be you know welcome. He can apply for a license, and the stewards will go through what is the normal process, and they'll make an assessment. But Doug won't be driving in the Bathurst Gold Ground Final this year.
What about the health of the industry at the moment? After the dust has settled after the Miracle Mile Carnival, and we've moved through to Bathurst, the industry moving in the right direction?
Yes, we're moving in the right direction as far as the racing is concerned. We always have challenges in front of us. Challenges are drawing crowds to the track, but certainly we had a very strong crowd at the Miracle Mile, the best since the first of the triple Inter-Dominions. Bathurst is proving to be really successful. And, of course, we go through our Carnival of Cups meetings. Young was outstanding. Tamora and Junie are outstanding. It's concentrating on these feature races which attract the good horses, the very competitive racing. We're in a good shape, but we always must be vigilant to many, many issues, in particular the integrity aspect. And we have a very strong integrity team here who do a marvellous job under always circumstances which in front of them where people don't wish to actually comply with all the requirements of our healthy sport.
Chairman of Stewards, has there been any movement there in terms of New South Wales sourcing a Chairman of Stewards?
Yes, the applications are open. We have received some strong applications so far. They don't close for another week, so I wouldn't like to comment further.